17 London marathons, that's a lot. What motivates you to run each year?
Well, I think basically now, because this started as a one-off in 2001, that's all I was going to do. And in a nutshell, what's happened is that the people of Herefordshire are so wonderfully generous in the donations they send in. And it's kind of hard not to keep going. It's so successful in terms of fundraising. And more specifically now, I run it for the Breast Cancer Haven in St. Owen Street in Hereford. And the work that they do for women, supporting women through their breast cancer experience, with all sorts of information, counselling, and tailor-made programmes to help them through the side effects of their surgery and medication. They do such fantastic work, and they are supported only by donations. They have no government funding whatsoever.
Now, Mike, you've raised £18,000 already this year, £400,000 in your running career. That's an amazing amount of money.
Well, exactly. It makes, you know, that makes the point that I've just said, that the people in Hereford are so generous. I do happen to be very fortunate with the fundraising system that I have. And I believe in life, you know, you take what you can, what sort of do best, or grab whatever opportunities there are there and exploit them and make the most of them. And as I say, this has been incredibly successful. I mean, on a personal level as well, of course, I think most people are aware that the reason I support the Breast Cancer Haven now is because breast cancer is, you know, is what my mother died of when I was just 16, and she was only 38. And the Haven wasn't around then. And you know, they do such good work. That would have been a real godsend back then.
Yesterday, you completed the marathon in a respectable 4 hours and 54 minutes, considering that you're still recovering from an injury while at work.
Yeah, almost a year ago to the day, I fell very heavily during a dog attack, fell onto concrete. It's messed up my pelvis and lower spine a little bit. It will get better, so I'm told. So, yes, it was pretty uncomfortable, but, you know, I'm not in pain and I have no life-threatening condition. So, and I think, again, in terms of motivation, when I think of some of the women, what they're going through and the Haven are supporting, you know, mine is, well, as they say, pain is temporary for me, and I have a good chance of recovery.
And you're back at being a postie today?
I am. I'm sat in my van at the moment, parked up. Yes, I mean, however fit you are, you can't do 26 miles without some sort of side effects. But I've kind of used to it over the years. So I had to take it fairly cautiously, which accounts for that rather slow time. It's about 2 hours, almost 2 hours off my best. But yes, my legs are a little bit bruised, back aches a bit. But yeah, a few paracetamol and we're away. And getting in and out of my van is an absolute delight.
Of course, you've completed the marathon now, but people can still donate.
Absolutely. And the donations are still coming in. But for online giving, it's ukvirginmoneygiving.com/MikeChandler.